and Killabrew. Just say the name, I start to think about that long home run, a sharp line drive, a dislocated elbow.
Harmon Clayton Killabrew, the legendary home run hitter, passed away May 17, 2011 at the age of 74. Harmon was second only to Babe Ruth in American League home runs, and despite his nickname The Killer, Harmon was known for being a gentle and kind man to all. In 1965, The Killer helped the Minnesota Twins reach the World Series, and in 2011, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton declared May 26th Harmon Killabrew Day.
That's you, Mr. Harmon Killabrew!
Thousands of Harmon's fans, friends, family members, and baseball legends came to downtown Minneapolis to Target Field to celebrate the life of the legendary Harmon the Killer Killabrew.
50 years ago, Minnesota baseball fans were asked to become Twins fans. And oh, how easy that task was. Because you got a chance to root for Harmon Killabrew. On opening day 1961, Harmon became our superstar. And he still is today.
Most spoke not of Harmon's impressive baseball career, but of his kind nature and ability to sign a great autograph. Current Twins players Michael Kadire and Justin Morneau spoke on the importance of having a good autograph.
I remember the first time I met Harmon. I was 19 or 20 years old at my first Twins Fest. Harmon introduced himself and said, "Son, why don't you come over here and sit down and show me your autograph?" So I sat down and scribbled my name on a piece of paper. Harmon looked at it, kind of funny, and said, "Now write it so I can read it." After a few hundred tries and a great conversation of getting to know each other during our session, he gave me the okay. And to this day, when I sign an autograph, I try to be better because of him.
This was just one of the lessons that I learned from Harmon. I've made it a point to sign my autograph so fans can actually read it. Every single autograph I have signed, I've heard Harmon in my head saying, "If you're going to take the time to sign your name, you better make sure people are going to read it." As a professional athlete today, very easy to generate an ego and think you're bigger than this world and better than 99% of the people in it. Harmon is as big as they come. He did everything there was to do on a baseball field. Not only did he not have an ego, he would always change the subject when talking about how good he was.
Standing before a public crowd is certainly not my forte, but I promised Harmon that I would try to do this. He was determined to make a public speaker out of me, but whenever he went to introduce me, he would laugh and say, "That's my wife, Nita, in the back of the room. Today, sweetheart, I want to make you proud, and just maybe you will turn to Kirby Puckett and say, 'Hey, Puck, what do you know? Maybe she is coachable after all.'" And to you, Harmon, I want to say, you didn't lose this game of life. You lived it completely. He shared fully and completely what he felt in his heart. He would often say, "There are no entitlements in life. Even love is a gift. You need to be thankful for it every day."
Harmon's friend and former Twins player, Jim Mudcat Grant.
But I remember being traded to the Twins in 1964. Every time I saw Harmon at circumstances, he says, "Mudcat, would you sing this song?" I said, "Well, I surely will."